Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One review calls it a meticulously researched, well-paced novel of the vigilante West. Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair by T. Gerald Delaney is a story of adventure and self-discovery set in the time of the Civil War and vigilante violence. 16-year-old Billy Mayfair, kicked out of his home in Illinois by his father, sets out to find a fortune in gold in a remote mining camp in what would become the Montana Territory. A rousing, dramatic story that will keep you up past bedtime. Gerald was born in Omaha. He grew up in northwestern Montana in the town of Poison. He finished college at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Director of Public Affairs at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Care Center in New York City. Professor of Writing at City College of New York. Editor of the health magazine HealthLink. A freelance writer, playwright, former Capitol cop in Washington. T. Gerald Delaney, author of Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, a novel of the vigilante West, is our guest on This Week in America. Jerry, welcome to the program. This will be fun talking with you. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice. Nice comment.
Well, you've really done a nice job with this book and such an impressive background as well. I mentioned the fact that you grew up in northwestern Montana. Let's talk about the inspiration to write this book. Where did that come from?
The relationship to what?
To write the book. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, it stemmed from a trip I took to the Kalispell, Montana Library. I was looking through the shelves and I saw a book called Hanging the Sheriff. And by Boswell and Mather. And I was immediately struck by it because it said that what I had learned in school as the most notorious outlaw in Montana history was in fact innocent. And so that grabbed my attention and I started reading it and I read the book. And I was so intrigued by the book that I, as soon as possible, drove down to Helena, Montana and went through all of the historical files on it. And went back home and read as many books as I could about that because I was fascinated and decided that they were right, that Boswell and Mather were right about the vigilantes. The vigilantes were not the heroes that I had been told about in school. So that's what started me. After that, I spent a lot of time going through the history of the area and then I turned it into a growing up story so that I could work in a lot of personal details and so on to make it a more a kind of adventure story combined with something that really illustrated something about the way history gets written.
Well, you know, that's interesting because when you read the book, there's a great story and you really can't put the book down once you get started in following that story. Why are you hopeful that people will read the book? As I say, the story is an excellent one, but you have other elements in there as well that you're sharing with the reader, don't you?
Well, you say why?
Yeah, why would you suggest people reading this book besides, like I said, this great story, but you do have a different spin on history?
Well, yes, it's a combination of things. I think that I think it's a rip-roaring, adventurous story, and I think that people enjoy reading a good story.
Exactly. Yes.
But it's also, I think, combines a message that history can be very deceptive. And this book, even though it is a fictional story, I've written into it exactly how history was distorted about the vigilantes, and I think so it carries a certain, I think, historical significance as well as being a good story.
The book we're talking about is Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, a novel of the vigilante West. The author is T. Gerald Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to his book at Amazon, get all the information, order the book there as well. We've talked about the Montana vigilantes. For those of us maybe not all that familiar with them, who exactly were they, the Montana vigilantes?
They were almost all Masons, for one thing. the vigilantes, yes. A man named Wilbur Sanders, was, I think, a head of the Masonry Lodge there in Bannock, Montana at that time. And they were very self-righteous and, in many ways, very good people. But they were they organized themselves around the hard-drinking, rough types who hung out in saloons around Bannock, and they decided they were going to get rid of them, and they did get rid of them. Unfortunately, they hanged a lot of innocent people in the process.
What does this have to do with American culture today? Are there any correlations?
I do think there are, and I think it still runs through American foreign policy, for example. I think there's a vigilante element in the way we conduct our foreign policy around the world, which is disturbing to me, and it has a kind of lack of concern for international law and lack of concern about the ordinary people in the countries we're dealing with, you know, in Vietnam and Iraq and some of the, I think, mistakes that we've made have been due to that lack of concern about the people, the ordinary people in those countries. So there is a vigilante kind of attitude, I think, in Washington based on the sanctity of our motives and so on. And it comes off, as in my mind, as arrogant.
So there are some political implications. Again, besides a good story, it will get you thinking about a number of issues, including the political implications of what we're doing in the world today.
I didn't quite get that question.
Yeah, so there are political implications. There's something that we should be thinking about as we read the book. It'll come into focus for us.
I don't know. I don't know about the answer to that question. Read it as a good story.
Well, yes, and then whatever you take out of that, the underlying theme, suddenly you'll be thinking about it. It is a good story. You mentioned, Billy, it's a story of growing up. Talk about why you call it a growing up story and how you brought the character into the story of Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair?
I'm having a hard time with my telephone here, so...
Well, let me... Let me just ask that again. That's not a problem with the modern technology. Sometimes it fails us when we need it. Why do you call this a growing up story in telling Billy's story?
Well, it is a growing up story. Billy is kicked out of his home because he takes a sip of his father's whiskey and his father finds out about it. And asks him, you've been drinking my whiskey, and he has to admit he had. And they end up getting into a fist fight. Billy is 16 years old then, and the father says, get out of the house. And Billy says, well, I just can't wait to go anyway. And so he takes off at his 16th year. And he hitchhikes from his little town in Illinois to St. Louis at that time in 1861, and at the time of the Civil War, he works in St. Louis in a Civil War hospital for a while. Gets a beat to several of the casualties of that war, and sees the doctors at work. And he also meets a couple of really kind of roughneck, hard-drinking roughneck pair of guys by the name of Jack Gallagher and Boone Helm, and he gets in with them, and with them he goes north on a steamer to Fort Benton in Montana, and from there they go horseback to the mining camp of Bannock, and first thing they do is stop in the Elkhorn Saloon and get into a fight with some of the people there. So it's growing up, but Billy's learning a lot of things.
Yes, you'll have to read the book and find out. It's a great adventure that he's on. The book is Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, a novel of the Vigilante West. The author is T. Gerald Delaney, our guest on the program. What do you think the book says about the history of the West?
I think the book says something about that the West really wasn't as violent. It's hard to say this because the Vigilantes killed 21 people, but they killed them on the wrong premises. The West has a reputation of being such a killing ground.
Yes.
And that wasn't really true. The mining camps were remarkably clean living in many ways. I mean, they were hard drinking people, and they got into fistfights in their saloons. But there was very little gunplay, and there were very few robberies in all of those mining camps. So it's been distorted and turned into a mythology of the West that Hollywood and the other places have done. So the West was rough. It was rough living, and it was hard drinking, and it was there were some good strong fistfights and so on. But there wasn't the danger, I think, that's been conveyed about through all of our movies and some of our Louis L'Amour books and things like that that we've read over the years.
The book is...
So that would be my message. In fact, my message would be more like, if you think the world is such a hostile and dangerous place, then you're going to be looking for some strong man to control it. But if you see the world more as it is, I think, then you're going to be looking for somebody more democratic in impulse.
You know, that's interesting, and I was going to ask about the relevance to today's world. Talk about that. The book is Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, a novel of the Vigilante West. Talk about its relevance, the story in today's world.
Well, I think it's relevant because... this country was founded on Enlightenment principles. I mean, the whole idea of reason controlling our society was embedded in the founding fathers, Jefferson, Hamilton, John Adams, Madison, so on. It was based on reason that people could be controlled by laws that were thought out, and that we didn't need an autocrat. Autocracy is based more on a very dangerous and hostile world inhabited by people who have to be put down. And so to me, that understanding the reality of the West leads us in a more democratic way.
How much of the book can we expect to be real, taken as real in the book? You mentioned the research that you did. How much is actually real that we're reading in the book?
Well, I think it's as real as I could make it, because a lot of people have commented to me about how well researched it is. So that when Billy goes to St. Louis, for example, he runs into a situation which are real events. I mean, events that took place. It's the Civil War. It's there's an Irish part of town. There's a German part of town. There's these are real things. He goes to he gets thrown in jail at one point. These are real jail.
Yes.
And
yes.
The hospital. He gets into a hospital. This is a hospital. It's that really occurred. I mean, that was, it's fictional, but it's not. But it tells a deeper truth.
What have people said about the book? What kind of feedback are you getting about the book?
Well, it's funny. I was just, I have a friend here who lives just down the street from me, and he was just reading the book recently, and he said, you know, how on earth did you make those characters so real? And each one of them has an individuality, and the places are all real and credible. And I've had a number of people say that to me. And then I had the ex chairman of the literature department at the University of Pennsylvania, he said, well, this is a real Huck Finn story.
Yes, capturing that coming-of-age aspect of the story. The book is Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, A Novel of the Vigilante West. One review calling it, as I said in the beginning, a meticulously researched, well-paced novel of the vigilante West. The author is T. Gerald Delaney, who's with us on the program. I know with you in getting the book out to the public and talking about it has been Reader's Magnet. What's your experience been like in working with him?
I couldn't catch that question.
Yeah, in working with Reader's Magnet, what has that experience been like in working with you in getting the book out and being able to talk about the book?
Well, they were very, as I said before, they were very thoughtful people and persistent. They kept at me. My tendency is to get involved with other things at this point. But they kept after me, and they said, no, this is a very good book. You should do something about this. So they were a reminder that I should do something. And so they gave me a little bit of a shove.
A minute or so left in the program. What's this been like for you? Getting the idea for the book, following through with the research, developing characters, getting it published, getting the rave reviews that you've received for the book, Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair. What's this been like for you? Yeah, what's it been like, actually, the process of writing the book and then having it published and only having people say, you know, good job, I really like that?
Well, there's a real deep sense of satisfaction in having done something that's very difficult and finding at the end that it's recognized as something that is very good. So there's a lot of hard, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to write something like that, because it takes time. It took about 3 years. But, you know, when you finish, as I say, it's like we all have experienced this to a degree. If you get immersed in something for really deeply for some length of time and it comes out right for you, I mean, there's a great deal of elation that goes along with that.
Yes, especially when that story has been so well received by so many people. T. Gerald Delaney has been our guest on This Week in America. His book is Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, A Novel of the Vigilante West. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Jerry's website information, Amazon information at Amazon. Information on the book, and you can order the book there as well. Jerry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job. Thank you for sharing some time with us today.
Well, thank you very much. That's very thoughtful of you.
It has been our pleasure to talk to T. Gerald Delaney, author of Where Have You Gone, Billy Mayfair, A Novel of the Vigilante West. Of course, you can go to Amazon, find out information, link on directly to the Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.